say over that the Goyim Vilna once touched Mukhtse and Shabbos. The Shoigeg. And he fainted right away. He fainted on the spot. He touched Mukhtse. Shalas, the Mukhtse moved, the Mukhtse didn't move. It's a big difference. Nuschos, what happened exactly in the Shoigeg from the Goyim. But Eilu ve'Eilu Moidim that the Goyim fainted. So, I decided, even though we spoke about it once, to go over a little bit the halachas of Mukhtse, Poshut Mamesh, the Aleph Beis, not even the Gimel Dalet, Mamesh, the Aleph Beis, if the Yesodis of Mukhtse, Poshut, it's very Negeh Alemais, it's Mamesh Motsui, and the Amratzis is also very Motsui in it. Now, Chazal were Goyzer Isur Mukhtse. Why Chazal were Goyzer Isur Mukhtse? Chazal were Goyzer Mukhtse for one reason is that a person will not come to make Hoitzoya in Shabbos. You're right, a person will think if this is the reason for Mukhtse, so Be'etzim don't carry nothing in Shabbos. Why only the list of the things that will, some of the list that will go through? Because Chazal Hodesh Kembreira, a person has to live. But the Yesod of Takonas Mukhtse was Mitzad Isur Hoitzoya. Was another Isur Mukhtse, Mitzad Gzeira that he will come to do Meloche. For sure, this is only in a Mukhtse Machmas Isur. The Moshe Mukhtse Machmas Chisor and Kis. Not Shaykh to the Gzeira that he will do a Meloche. As another Mukhtse is, because people that don't do Meloche during the whole week, so by b'mayin nikar that it's Shabbos. Anyway, don't do meloche. So Chazal said like this, there'll be shavus from carrying all of these achim, it'll be nikar. And it's more zachim that people are mesiach das from, you have to know exactly also why Chazal exactly asked them. But mikol mokim Chazal, we're goyzer an Yisur Mukhtse. And we'll try a little bit, is to start the day to touch the beginning of the Hilchis Mukhtse. There's one Mukhtse that is called Kli Shemelachto Leisur. And there's another Mukhtse that we will call Mukhtse Machmas Gufoy. And we'll go Keseda. Kli Shemelachto Leisur, first the Klolim. You're not allowed to metaltel him stam. You're not allowed to be moving from place to place without a reason. But letzorech gufo yumekoymoy, you're allowed to move him. Dehainu, first the klolim. Letzorech gufo means you want to use him. You want to be mishtamish with him. You're allowed to. Lemoshel, you're allowed to take a needle that normally you sew it, and you want to take out, you have a blister, something that stuck inside your body, you want to use the needle to take it out, you're allowed to. This is called tzerich gufa. But to make it claw, to protect it, is not called tzerich gufa. Dehainu, you have a needle in a room, and you're scared the ganovi will come and they will steal it. So you want to take the needle and hide it in a closet. You're not allowed to. This is tzerich gufay. So gufay doesn't mean gufay shel ha-cheifetz. Gufay means gufay shel ha-odom. This is the heter of tzerich gufay. And it's a tzerich mekoymoy. You need a place. Dehainu, you need to put something on the table. There's something there. You want to move it away that you will have place. You're allowed to. Now, this heter, what is called tzerich gufay mekoymoy, is only in kli shemelachte le-yisur. All the other mukhtzes don't have this heter. Make it very clear. This heter of tzerich gufay mekoymoy is only in kli shemelachti leisur. In shaar mukhtzes is no heter of tzerich gufay mekoymoy. So we'll start. What is a kli shemelachti leisur? A hammer is a kli shemelachti leisur. A needle is a kli shemelachti leisur. A pen is a klishe melachte leisur. So these kelim, we said, the first halacha is you're not allowed to move it shaloi letzairich. Stam, to move it from place to place, you're not allowed to. To protect it, to save it, you're not allowed to. But you're allowed to move it letzairich gufo yemekoimoi. What is the tzairich gufo yemekoimoi? Lemoshel, a person wants to move a hammer to open a nut. You're allowed to tzairich gufo yemekoimoi. On a moshul, you want to take the vial. You want to take a pen and scratch your head. You're allowed to. If a person, some people like to play with a pen like this, that annoys everyone else that's standing near them. I don't know if it's called Mamar Tzach Gufa Mekayim, we'll see later. But if you want the moshul to show a little kid in the siddur, or a sefateir, instead of the finger, you want to use a pen. You're allowed? This is Tzarech Gufay. Tzarech Mekoymoy, we'll see in a second. What is Klishe Melachti Le'isur? So, Chazal says Klishe Melachti Le'isur doesn't make a difference if it's a Melocha Deraisa or Melocha Derabonon. It becomes Mukze. Aleph. Beis. Not only Tzarech Melocha, Lemoshel, a person has a purse. See later today, people have inside the purse against the whole house. So it could be, it may be leichter. But he has like a little zekel azah that he puts the money. That little zekel that he puts the money is called klishe melachte leisul. Even that be'emes, he's not using it to do averes with it. He just puts mukta inside. But while this kli is the place for the mukta to be inside, it's called klishe melachte leisul.
Even without the muktzah being in it?
Even without the muktzah being in it. The mix is inside, it's the bus, the davar ha'osu. If you have a little bag, it's in the house, you have a little purse, little kids put a little bit of money inside. People have like a cup that they put the money inside. All different zachar that are klishe melachte leisul, even if the muktzah is not inside, and it doesn't do isurim. It's a kli that inside that you put isurim. This is called klishe melachte leisul. Most achroinim, even tefillin could be called melachte leisur, even that there is not even isur, but val midarabonon, you're not allowed to wear tefillin in Shabbos, because it's mezalzel b'Shabbos, so it has a gather of klishe melachte leisur. Lemosho, a fan. It's klishe melachte leisur. If you most poiskim, this is the way we will learn today. Why? The answer, when it blows, it's not doing a aveira. But to put on the fan, you have to press the button. Even that using the fan is not a veira, sitting near the fan and being blown by the ear of the fan. But the way to use it is a klishe melachte leisul. It's a klishe melachte leisul. Now, to move a fan in Shabbos. So I know it was a tumult when I was a bacher in Ponovich, in later years was tumults. Some people tie it as an issue to move a fan because they checked in the old different technology, the Zachen, they claim that the Metzius is that the circuit of the fan, when you move it, it changes position and it uses more electricity.
Moving
the fan himself. Also moving the fan a little bit. Today they have these watches, you put it on the wire and it shows. And the Metzius, the reason it is, because Be'etzem is a motor that turns. The Moshe, if you put yourself a piece of paper in front of the fan, you hear the fan choking. You know, his mom is working very hard. So it uses more electricity. So in different positions, it's different air. The Ma'ase, most of the Rabbanim were not mekabel it, especially the Firub Shem Azalman, that the issue of electricity, what is the issue of using electricity? The Chazanish said, because it's boina, you're building a circuit. So bigger electricity, smaller electricity, is no really boina. Mavir is no fire. So most Rabbonim hold that you're allowed to. Listen, Karelitz was machmir. But again, so this is mitzad de meloche, not mitzad mukze. He said, if a fan is klishe melachte leisur. So if you want to make it to blow on you, you're allowed to. Tzarich gufay. Now, b'shemazamon ayoba holds, you're allowed to move that little stick in the back. You know, all the fan stands. It's like a zaknech. You pull him, he starts to move. You knech it down, he stands. You tell him, you put it down, he stops. You pick him up, he moves. This is the way you talk to the fan. So b'shemazamon holds, you're allowed to do it in Shabbos because it's mechanic. It's not electricity. The metzias is, I don't know, maybe if they make new fans. The metzias is, it's like a kind of watch, a kind of circle that has teeth around it, and when that little piece is inside, it holds it. When you move it, it just moves around. It's not like you're making a pe'ula in Shabbos. But mele, you're allowed to press it and pick it up in Shabbos, but, and it's a good for mekayim. Now, what would be if you don't want it to blow on you? It disturbs you. So most poskim hold that it's also called letzarich mekoymoy. Even the be'etzem, the mokim of the fan doesn't bother you. The wind. The muktz is not the wind. The muktz is the fan. But you're moving the fan that the wind will not be on you. But stamp to move it, you're not allowed to. Now, what about if the fan is not working? So most poskim hold that you're not allowed to move the fan. I know, you just, there's a fan on the table, the marshal, and it's not working, you want to move it down. You say, okay, we learned the cloud, klishim alachti li, so it's a gufa mekoymoy, I need a table, why not to move it? It's a new aloche. Klishim alachti li isu, she'en boi shum tzrochim klal. It's a klishim alachti li isu, she'en boi shum tzrochim klal. Dahainu, you can use him for no heter. Nothing. A fan is not made to be used for no shimush of heter at all. Then you're not allowed to move him, even shaloi letzarich gufay mekayim. Even letzarich gufay mekayim. Zagim shemazam. But if l'moshel it's connected to a Shabbos clock, and over Shabbos you will have shimushim, so even when it's off, you're allowed to move it from one place to the other place.
Normal shimush or any shimush?
Again. Klishim lachti le'isu that cannot be used for nothing in Shabbos.
Any shimush, not just the normal.
No one scratches himself on a fan. A pen is used, right? The ikr is used taka to write. But a pen could be used to make a line, to direct something. People use it sometimes. So it's klishim lachti le'isu. So go for a mekayim, are you allowed to?
A fan in the winter.
What?
A fan in the winter is
fine.
That can be used.
A fan?
In the winter, it's cold.
If it's using it. It's used. Some people are hot. But when it's off, it's gone. But if it's connected to the Shabbos clock, you're allowed. This is the fact. Soap and shoe polish. Lemaise, most poiskim hold that it's not called klishim alachti le'isu. It's called muktze machmas gufay. I'll explain to you the difference to make it clear. Because I want the clothing to be clear, then we could start. L'moshel, meat. Lekula alma, it's called muktzeh machmas gufay. Flowers, muktzeh machmas gufay. We get some to the freezer. Some people like mamish nichshel or isurim when they search for, you know, epis something in the freezer. Yeah, they move a couple muktzes to get it. It's muktzeh machmas gufay. It's no heter tzarich gufay mekayim. We'll get it in a second. So why soap and shoe polish? I'm telling you, it's a chidush. That's clear, that it's also, I will explain. You could have said shoe polish, klishim lachti le'isu, to polish your shoes. Soap, to wash my fans. Most poskim hold, while it's not a keli, it's called muktzeh machmas gufay. What is the difference? Flour is not roi for shimush now. You can't do nothing with flour. You could bake a cake and eat it. I can't bake in Shabbos. But it's muktzeh machmas gufay. Shoe polish is ready for using. Just got it, not allowed to use it in Shabbos. This is the difference. We'll see in a second a list of all the things that muktzeh machmas gufay, flour, eggs, all these achim could be muktzeh machmas gufay in Shabbos, and there's no heter to move them. I'm telling you also not to move shoe polish and soap and washing soap. But, I mean, a hard piece of soap that you cannot use in Shabbos. But why? Because it's not a keli. Most people hold that it has to have a shem keli to have the heter of klishim alachti le'isu. But I'm saying, why? Some people will make it because they said it's roi l'shimush, it's only also machmas the isur sheboy. But the ikar of the nikita is that we never tzachon that it's us. Now, kli shemelachti l'isur, even that it has shimush reheter, if the ikar is for using it for kli shemelachti l'isur, it's us. What if it has two shimushim, and both of them you use the same heter and isur? It's kli shemelachti l'heter. What would be if it has roif shimushi isu, but it also has shimushi heter akvuim? I'll show you soon. We'll see in a second. Nebir Aloch has misupik about it. It's negeta every yid. Every Shabbos he pull a nichshol in it. But I want first to misunder it. Kli shemelachti l'isu, roif shimushi isu, even that you can have some shimushi heter, but if it's made for kli shemelachti l'isu, it's also. If it's 50-50, it's muta. Nebir Aloch has misupik, if it's made l'melachti l'isu, but it has bekvias shimushi heter. So now I'll get back to the different dishes, we'll see the nafkimina. L'tzerich gufo you're allowed to. You're allowed to also give it for your friend. You want to use it to give to your friend. You're allowed to. Now, the poskim had a tzad that you're allowed to give it for a present, it's also called tzerich gufo. You want to give a present? You want to give someone a pen? I want to give him Shabbos a pen. The man said, the minig is not to, but the aloche, where it was, the aloche was, well, people wanted to give their kala for the first year, for the first time she's married, Shabbos candles. Shabbos lechters. So the kala came after the locus nerves, but the chutanis, you know, she bought special Shabbos candles. Shabbos lechters. She wants to give it to her kala. Why she wants? She wants to give this to her kala, not to use. She wants to be the mother-in-law that is giving now a present to her daughter-in-law. What she wants to give this? What? Oh, she has makna before Shabbos. No. She wants to give it. Or she wants to show her what she bought. But she wants to use it. And so, maybe it's also mitzad, it's chisaron kis. But you have to know that it's not mufka the heter. I'm not saying to rush to start to give the zachar and Shabbos, but it's not so posh that it's also. And when it's negel lemaise, it's negel a lot of times. You have presents you have to give, and they're mukta. I'm saying again, I don't want the chas v'shalom will come out of kulav this year. I like more the machmil tzad. I'm saying you have to know it's not so mufka. A lot of times you have a present to give einik lach kids. Now, the place can say la'aloche, in kli shemelachti le'isur, if you could use it beheter, not to use be'isur. The hainu. If you have to scratch your head, and you could scratch with a knife or with a pen, scratch with a knife. If you have to open nuts, and you have a nut opener, or a hammer, to use the nut opener, not to use it. The hainu, not to use kli shemelachti le'isur if you don't need to. But if you need to, you're allowed to. Now, what is called tzarich mekoymoy? The marshal. You want...
Going somewhere else to get the...
Well, we'll get it. No, you know, we'll get how much you have to go over to someone else. You're not mechuyev to go to a neighbor. You're not mechuyev to go to a neighbor, but I will go to the protein. A person wants to learn on a stender and has a pen on the stender. It's very much in the yeshiva, but derech klal. Yeah? He wants to learn as a pen. Now, if the pen disturbs him, so avad, he wants to learn. He's allowed to learn to move the standard. So guf and mekayma is allowed. He needs to use the standard. If it disturbs him here, he wants to lay a table, and there's a pen on the table. He wants to put a new Shabbos table plot. So he's allowed to take off the pen, and to lay the table. So mekayma, no issue. All a marshal. He doesn't want people to fall on it. He's allowed to. He wants to open a window. It disturbs. He wants to go into bed to sleep and it disturbs. Avad is allowed to move it. You have to know, a lot of times, it doesn't disturb on the bed. You're just scared that it will break when you sleep on the bed. Then you're not allowed to. No, don't It's not a heter. That's not their tzarech.
What if you're going to be moving it when you're on the bed?
So what's your problem?
Is it better to take it off so you only move
again,
it once?
Some, if it is done, let me die. From Zama told us once. Some people say, I have to sleep with pens on my bed. I can't. This is tzarech mekoymoy. This is tzarech mekoymoy. I can't.
What's better to, let's understand it. What's better? Is it better to be moving the pen back and forth or just want to take it off? So you're moving it less.
If it's not disturbing you, to leave it on the stand.
Even though it's...
Yeah. You're not allowed to move it, that later you will not move it.
You have to first try to find a second stand there?
Yes. But again, if it's a tircha, you know what I mean, to go, it's hard to schlep in the middle of Seder. But Avan, if you have a different stand, you don't have a heter. Now, the big shayla Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach spoke about, you come for a Suda Shabbos, and there's a pen on the table. They forgot, they left the pen on the table. What do you do? So the whole Welt just picks up the pen and puts it away. So Mekoyma, Shem Zama says, what is the problem? Why is it disturbing you? Some people, it disturbs, sometimes people put glasses on the table when you eat the glasses. Yeah, it's a meal stick for me. Some. I'm eating this, yeah? It goes on the ears, not on the table, yeah? So some people, pen goes in a packet. Normally during the week, piles of pens on his table when he eats. But Sinishkin Shabbos stick. Shem Zalman holds it's an issur to take it off. This is not called Tzach Mekoyme. He says, but Luyitzu, you have guests, and you're embarrassed that they come into the Suda Shabbos, and there's a pen on the table. You're allowed to take it away. He says, the shiur is like that. And every time, a lot of times, you have to know the shiur. The marshal I have in my house, a lot of times, in my front room, so one of the kids leaves like a pen on one of the shelves. Come, the guests come. It's very not gishmak.
You take it off, your wife isn't there, so she should take it off.
She's embarrassed that she forgot?
It's on the table.
What?
It's on the table.
So Shem Zalman said like this. The Shaila, what is the getter? He said, if you're embarrassed to bring the guest into the room because of that, and you will think twice to bring them into the room because of that, so ki'ilu the room, you can't use the room. Tzach mekoyme. Oh, if you're not embarrassed, it's not gishmak. He's misupik if you're allowed to take it away.
But for you, it's not foul, just for her. So can you do it because she's embarrassed, or she should take it off?
No, if your kid wants to sit in a chair, and there's a pen, you're allowed to move it, you're allowed to move the pen. So I'm saying, you have to know the Gedorim. It's madgish. The Pashtas people think that it's poshut, you're allowed to. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you have to know the Gedor, what is called Tzach mekoyme. But as a Muslim, emotional, you have a lot of times, I'll tell you if you want, I like to be practical. You have kids, they play in Shabbos, and they take out muktzah, okay, muktzah things. Whole house is full of muktzah. Disturbs you. So if it disturbs them, but it's not a gishmak. Not that you're planning now to lay on the floor. But you want the room to be neat. It's not bakvem to come into the room when all these things are around. This is also called tzarech mekoyme. No, but if it's only disturbing you, not because it's not bakvem, not because you want the room to be neat. Embarrassed for Shabbos. It's not called tzarech mekoyme. I know, I argued with Shem Zalman also, I don't understand the difference. I also don't understand the difference.
What the kids are sitting on the bed? I can't sleep on a bed with a pen.
If a normal person, when you go to sleep, you move away the pen. So, it bothers me to sleep here. Now, a person has a cell phone. It starts to ring. Alarm, not someone is calling you. Oh, from the work, you know, they're calling from America, they're calling you, they're leaving you a message. So, Avada, you're allowed to move it away because it's Klishim Alachti Leisu, the Tzarech, Gufay Mekaymer. You don't want the noise to be here. What?
It's a Klishim
Alachti Leisu. Well, why?
It's a Klishim.
Well, it's a phone is a kli, for sure. It's a kli shemlachti l'isru b'cheftza, but it's a kli. Now, what is the chiddush? Even if it's only noise, Shem Zalman said it on an alarm clock. That was a muktzah alarm clock. Shem Zalman spoke about. So that's I'm taking away the chayfes because I don't want the noise. The noise is here. But this is making the noise, and the noise is disturbing me. What?
It's not worse than the
fan. It's not worse?
It's the same as the fan.
Yeah, but it's this difference. The marshal, the noise is disturbing you. Why? Because you're embarrassed from people. Okay, so we'll start. Sometimes it disturbs you in the middle of the night to sleep. And sometimes you have a phone that rings. I had a shayla last Yom Kippur, I davened in the shul. Choshev Rosh Hashiva there. And his wife was waiting for a simcha. It was a bit fun out. So before Yom Kippur, he bought a cell phone. And he made up with her that if she will need, for being the bench in front of him, for a ring. And then he will know that he has to go to the hospital. Yeah? Forget about that as I'm not. You know, some things you don't do. He remembered now that the mice, it rings every time 7:30. It's a little shvodes and the phone is flying to ring. So he came, what to do? If he's allowed to move it out? So the mice, it's all good for him to come. So Avada is ahead. Even the bats and the noise doesn't disturb so much. He's very embarrassed, yeah, if it will happen. But his shaila was, what he came to ask me, so the heter is not so bad. He says, but now it's after Ma'ariv. He has a heter now. He could do it tomorrow morning, 5 minutes before. Because could be anyway, his wife will need it before. Now, there was a better shaila. He was misupik if it will ring or not. He has a tzad and he has an alarm 7:30. So when it make a noise, he will move it away. So go for Mekoyma. He's allowed to move now the phone because he's scared that it's a shayla for Lelium Kippur. This is in the middle of the week, yeah? Lelium Kippur, he wants to know if he's allowed to move his phone because maybe it will ring tomorrow 7:30 in the morning. So if it will ring, Avadi is allowed to pick it up and run out of it. So go for Mekoyma, it's disturbing him. It's embarrassing, disturbing him. All of these are. It's called Tzarech Mekoyma. But the shayla was if he's Mesupik. So what was the lomdus de shaila? Kilo, he doesn't want this place, this thing to be here disturbs because it could make noise. If you have a Suffolk bomb, he needs it not to be here. This was the shaila. If you're allowed to move it or not,
you could bring it back in when the alarm's off. Can you provide cold?
This is where the bilchus pikuach nefesh, not bilchus mukta. If it's called pikuach nefesh, it's allowed. It's not going to get a mukta. Now, is cases that b'tzerich behefsed merubi you're allowed to move klish melachti leiso by putting on top of it the ander ezach. Not in this case. No.
Why is it you have to move it? Move so you're putting on top of it something that's muktzeh.
No, not muktzeh. So I said even if you're not allowed to move stam, sometimes mokim hefsed merubi you're allowed to move klish melachti leiso by putting a double heter on top of it. You're moving a klish melachti leiso with a heter on top of it.
Oh,
I'm saying, a person had a very expensive BlackBerry and he left it somewhere. He was explaining what was the why is I'm saying it again. So the answer is no heter to move it stop. Oh, but he has all of his information, everything. So sometimes it's a chetimtze to move it b'chai gavne. We'll get soon to the more the chetimtze. I'm just. What? I told him that I'm a supik if you're allowed to, and we did it b'shinui. We're doing that b'shinui, but there was a problem. It was in the middle of the bench. We had to pick up the bench, turn over the bench. I'll get the second to the shinui. This reason I didn't say it was the answer at the shot.
But if it rings the batter, then you can move it for sure.
When it rings, you're allowed to pick it up and take it out.
Before it rings, if you know it'll ring the batter.
Also, you're allowed to. But even that, so the reason was because most shittas hold you allowed to Hashem the Asid. Here, because it was a suffix, if it will happen, and it's before, so it was too much to be saved to be matir. This is the reason I didn't want to be matir. Shabazam and Erba was mechadish that a phone book is klish melachti leisul. People don't know that. Vali, why a phone book? Yellow pages, white pages. Klish melachti leisul. He said because most people use it for numbers and for addresses. But if you need to look up an address in Shabbos, you're allowed. That's a good for Mekayim.
Some bar mitzvahs
needed
to pick them up. They can't
land. So it's goofing with Kaiba. They're allowed. It's kedai to take a New York one, so it's, you know, much bigger. Now, klisha melachte leisu, klisha melachte leisu, that you picked it up, letzerich gufo ye mekoymoi. Maybe it's not the opposite. What would it be if you picked it up, shaloi letzerich gufo ye mekoymoi? So like this. If you picked it up, letzerich gufo ye mekoymoi, you're allowed to walk with it. And you're allowed to put it down, then you don't have to drop it. Lamazong, you picked up a pen to scratch. You took out a phone book to look at address. You finished. You have to drop it in the middle of the room. No, you're allowed to close it, put it back.
If he's holding.
Right, so very smart. If you're not smart, if you put it on the table, then you have to leave it. Or if you have to tell him, so again, you're allowed to pick it up. But the phone book is klish melachtili. So you want to look up an address, you hold it in your hands. You have to be makpid. I was once in Bnei Brak for Shabbos, and we need to look up an address. So I went, and I asked one of the kids if they could give me a phone book. So parents were very, you know, Bnei Brak. Now, I heard they're speaking, you know, I think they're using the cell phone in the room. We're using the phone. So, you know, you have to be makpid when we use a phone book. But you don't have to drop it. Alamo will see the shaila is till when? How long are you allowed to? The hainu. And I will explain. The poskim hold that is a heter, a person has a pen on the table, on the bed. And he's disturbed, but it's not true if he's disturbed. He's ulfanel, bothers him or not. Like what you're trying to explain here before the whole time. So he has a poshta eitzah, pick up the pen, scratch your head, tzerch gufay, now you're allowed to walk with it where you're allowed to. You're allowed to be ma'arim. So for sure the aroma has to be a mahalach. I would not say for the guy pick up the cell, scratch your head. Because so nishkin mahalach bichla. Yeah? But if you could find a tzorech of a shimush, you're allowed to be ma'arim, use it, and then, well, like at Chile we said we don't need to use klishim lach tali, so we don't use. But when we have to move it, you're allowed to use it. Now the shaila is, what would it be if you took it in a mistake in your hands? You have to drop it? Like, you know, everyone knows the famous question. A little kid picks up a muktzah, everyone yells a muktzah. No, if it's in your hand, just take it to the other room. Yeah, a little kid picks up a muktzah. Some people yell, the muktzah, drop it. Some people say, take it to the other room. So it's machlekes apoiskim. Machlekes apoiskim. L'maisa b'shas atchak, some people are makel to put it down. Now, how long are you allowed to hold it in your hand? Lama Zogin, if you picked it up in a mistake, or even if you picked it up beheta, the whole Shabbos you're going around, I picked it up. Till when? Then Eliyahu Rabbah says, if you stopped, you have to take it off. Cause when you're walking. The Mishnah Berurah never brought it down. What if you never moved? I don't know. Now, the Primogonim says you're allowed to move it from hand to hand. You're allowed to move it from hand to hand. That's the Primogonim. The Eliyahu Rabbah says you're allowed to give it to someone else in his hand. Then you have the phone book, you put it back into place, you're allowed to. Shavua b'gzam, b'sha'as atchak, you could be saying mechanim. So if you're holding on to the phone book, you're allowed to give it to someone else. Dishes and pots. Dishes is klishim melachtei leheter. You're eating it. A pot, what do you do with a pot? What do you do with a pot? Cook. You're allowed to cook on Shabbos? Klishim, so every pot is mukta. The world doesn't know that. Every pot is mukta. Every pot is mukta. Now, so some pots are only made for cooking. Pressure cooker, frying pot. No one stores things in a frying pot. No, the deer is matzah. Yeah, but I will explain. Some pots people cook and then it goes to the fridge. So we'll start shlab by shlab. A frank pot, 99% people don't store stuff inside it. Pressure cooker, people don't. Most of the pots, mostly you have these things, you put a chicken, you bake the chicken inside the oven. So most people, they bake it. Then they put it in the fridge till they finish to take out. So you have to know, if it's 50-50% that it's mamish made for both, it's not mukta. If it's made for both, the hainu. If it's made for both, it's not mukta. But if it's made mainly for cooking, but sometimes you stir in it, so this is the suffix of the bir halacha. The bir halacha is machmir. So now, calls man is food inside, it's butter to the food, Mishnah Berurah says. And here what I want to explain lemaisa. A person has pots. He wants to move them stam in the room. You're not allowed to move them. Has to be for the klolim of mukta. When it's food inside it, it's inside the fridge, you're allowed to move them even stam because it's bottled to the food. But when there's no food, on a marshal. People have tinfoil containers. So again, if he uses it in the house to store stuff and it's not dafka for cooking, it's not mukta. If not, it's mukta. It's klishim lach tel yisur.
Each house they do.
Yeah. What you may yachad it for? But it's time to move a pot. It could be mamish shalif for mukta. Now, the most of the point you say a person has a watch and has a little calculator on the watch. Most poskim hold it's klishim malachti leheter because it's beikar made to look at the time. If he plays arm over the games, the vesach nish. But if it's beikar made, now what? Yeah, but again, it's ikar made for the time, not for the watch, for the light. Now a cell phone. I have a big machlekes here. I know by me it's poshut. I think that Lemay said, well, I'm saying again, La Locha Veloy Lemay said, I heard from the Shmir Shabbos Kil Choso that if you want to use it for a watch in Shabbos, you're allowed to. Not allowed to put it in the pocket, you want to see the time. So you want to have a watch in your pocket, so you're allowed to use your cell phone. Or you want to look. Klishim Alachta Yisu. You're allowed to look at the watch. And I'm telling you it's Asu. Chazal Asrid. Where? I'll tell you where. It's the first time I'm using this. I asked him Shlomo Zalman Auerbach when I was a bacher, if you're allowed to take a little kid and hold him near the light, and he will just play with the light, it will go off or on. He's misasik. A kid that doesn't understand. Misasik is not a melocha. I'm not telling him to do it. I'm just picking him up on my shoulders, standing near the light, and he will play. A kid that doesn't understand, not a kid that wants to play. A kid that just does like this. What is the problem? I know some people do it, yeah? Shem Zaman told me that it's Asu. I said, Vushtei doesn't take it. Told me it's Asu with the Rabbanon. I told him, where it says in the Rabbanon. Told me some things are written in places that only I know and you will never know. And this is one of them. Some things is Asu. It's Asu to do it. You're right. As the book is Mutter, it's Asu.
If the phone works,
it's a uvde dechoil, it's a pirtze, and I think it's nishken Shabbos dik, and I don't think it's a heter to use cell phones in Shabbos, even if you're only using it for the time. Not for alarm also. I know some bochim b'shum panim v'ayfen. It's a chilul Hashem, that people will come to use it. I'm sure if Chazal would be here, they would answer it. Again, this chefts of a keli, this a choldik a keli.
Stam if it's long enough to just look at the time.
Not to do that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
From last clock, even you're not going to touch it.
A phone rings.
A different ring. Doesn't sound like.
I'm telling you. I heard that Heineken Rabbanim really want to answer. That's what I heard. That the Rabbanim are masking with me. I heard that the Rabbanim. I know the Shmir Shabbos. I told him, you don't understand what is a cell phone. He doesn't own a cell phone. So.
There's no service that said, all you do for us.
It's like you asked about mitzvah can use a staff to get mitzvah. Now, another muktzah that people don't know is the door of a stove. The door of the stove is called muktzah. It's klish malachti le'isu. Avada, if you need to get to the food, you're allowed to open the stove. Abastam. Sometimes people like to show. The Rebbetzins like to show different people what they have. You know how much, 20 shelves inside, 30 shelves inside. So then you're not allowed to.
And to close it when you
finish. Same thing.
Not allowed to close it.
Again, if it disturbs because you're scared someone to get a bump, so you're allowed to.
What if the stove's
getting
cold inside?
What?
The stove inside's getting cold if you don't shut it.
So it's all good for you. You're using this to close the stove. Why I'm saying it, I'll go in a second to understand. A washing machine and a dryer. So, and that's in a case that a lot of times the Metzius says when you open these doors and close them is an electric move, a light. We're speaking in a case that it's already out the plug. So the Poskim hold that it's even worse. Be'etzem, the shayla is you have clothes in the washing machine, you want to use it. You have to get to them. You left it before Shabbos. So the Poskim hold that be'etzem it's klishim lachteli, so it's a guf and mekoyim you'd be allowed to, but they want to say that it's worse. Because a washing machine doesn't have no shimush chutz from isu. No one uses it chutz from isu.
Dryer, people put stuff on top of it.
On top of it, but not inside.
That's not really shimush.
Some people I heard, they use it like a storing place. So these people, then, again, b'shas hadchak, you could be samech to open it. B'shas hadchak, you could be samech to open it. What? Yeah. Now, a peeler is called klishim melachti leisu. Again, the people that are making it appeal with a peeler in Shabbos, but we already spoke about it, and about most places can be said, don't use a peeler in Shabbos. So, b'meila peeler is called klishim melachti leisu. You have a little bats, not a real bat. They have for little kids, like a mini bat. This is called klishim melachti leisu. Because you're not allowed to rinse in Shabbos. Now, the same thing, a sponge that, like you have these things that you clean, dishes or all different kind of things that you use to wash dishes, it's mukhtse, why I'm saying that. A lot of times you come to the sink and you want to take it out of the sink. So you have to know, if it's mamish disturbs, it's not mamish disturbs. You don't want it to be there. You want it to make it neat. You're not allowed to take it out of the sink. It's muktzah.
You wash on Shabbos.
What?
Yeah, that's something you wash with on Shabbos.
If you use it for Shabbos, it's not muktzah. Now, kli heter, you're allowed to move them. The Rambam says, stam to use kli, to move kli heter without no reason, you're not allowed to. Stam, for no reason. About it, to make the room neat, you're allowed to. Klei achila, you're allowed to move even without a reason. B'golim et tachshitim chazal will never ask it. Okay. Now, I just want to get to the klolim a little bit. Now, we have muktzah machmas gufa, we said avonim, eitzim, it's called amushlochim in the street, it's called kli, it's muktzah machmas gufa, it's not roi for nothing, you're not allowed to move it, even zor gufa in mekoyimah. Something that you cannot use in Shabbos, like potatoes, while you cannot cook it, it's muktzah machmas gufay. Sand. So if you have a sand, you know, where the kids play in Shabbos, where the kids play during the week, if it's wet, so then it's a problem of boine when the kids play, and it's also to move it in Shabbos. If the sand is not wet, the kids are allowed to play with it in Shabbos, because it's miyuchad for playing for the kids, it's not called muktzah. Money is called muktzah machmas gufay. Coins or bills, Visa card is muktzah machmas gufay. The Nafka Mina, you're not allowed to use it for a line also. Meat that is not cooked, rice, flour, all these things in muktzah machmas gufay, b'meile. You have to know that when you go into the freezer to take things in Shabbos, you're not allowed to move these things to get to the food that you want to get. It's muktzah machmas gufay. The machmirim are makpid, another chumre. the door of the fridge and the door of the freezer, a lot of times you have muktzah machmas gufay there. So how are you allowed to open the freezer? How are you allowed to open the fridge? Rabbi Yashiv says that when he was a young man, his job in Erev Shabbos was to take out the eggs from the door of the fridge, that his wife could open the fridge on Shabbos. A lot of people are making that moving the door of a fridge is not called moving muktzah. As a Shulchan Aruch, if you have a candle on the door, could be allowed to move the candle, the door. So people are making on it. The main shaila is, again, you will have to ask the Rav, because I'm not going into the shaila. A lot of times the freezer got broken in Shabbos, you have a lot of meat inside, you want to move it to a neighbor. But it's muktzah machmas gufay. So sometimes when it's hefsed merube, some rabbonim amatim. No, the haino, hefsed merube lekula alma. The shaila of two chickens is called hefsed merube, five chickens. You have to know that most times it's not called hefsed merube. And most times, if you leave the freezer closed, nothing will happen to it anyways. You have to know, sometimes you see on the floor Seamus. You pick it up in Shabbos. Sometimes you pick it up and you go straight to Gehenna. The Moshul. If it's a whole page that you could read from the page, sometimes, like Mamish, a stripe, you can't use nothing. You can't read. It's a Paul Velto. Leave it on the floor. Well, get the Shinui. The Vav is spoken on Muktzah K'moyshehu. Animals are Muktzah. Even if the Oymed Lenoi, the Hainu, a person has, you know, these nice birds inside a little cave, he's not allowed to. Not allowed to move them in Shabbos, for sure not to hold them, but not even to pick up the whole box. He has fish. He wants to pick up the aquarium to move it. Not allowed? Muktzah. But he's allowed to open the door to give the animals to eat. Toilet paper is not muktzah, even if it's not cut. It's not muktzah. Not muktzah. What? For a couple of reasons. It's not muktzah. Garbage is muktzah machmas gufay. It's one of the things that people don't know. Why are you not allowed to take out the garbage in Shabbos? So people come from America, they think, because you're not allowed to carry in Shabbos. Yeah, they don't trust. Like, I mean, the garbage, they don't trust the Eiv. Yeah? I mean, they don't. So they come to Eretz Yisrael, you see them marching out with the garbage. The reason you're not allowed to take out the garbage in Shabbos, garbage is muktzah machmas gufay. And there's no heter letzach gufay mekoyme. I need place in the house. There's no heter. But there's a different heter. Graf shel rei. Mekanish. But it has to be graf shel rei. Stand that the house is not so neat is not called graf shel rei. Graf shel rei means that it's very much disturbed. What? Yeah?
Wait, 3 days.
Why not?
I don't want garbage in the kitchen.
I don't want the pen on the table. Everything is graf shel rei. We have muktzah milbachmas mekoyma, and we have graf shel rei. You know what is graf shel rei? What the babies use, yeah? Has to be that it's that level. But it's music.
If I need a garbage can somewhere else in the kitchen, can I move it?
What? No, here, for sure not. This is the big amiratzis of people. They take the garbage can, they take it to the dining room, and they take off. Isur gomu, mamish. Not only that, the machmirim even tiny. Some people, you know, they take the garbage bag and they take off. So the real machmirim, and I don't know why not everyone does it. You have to go first to the inside point in the room and to start to take off the garbage the out way, because some people take off the table in a way. So they're taking the muktzah in the marshal. You have the marshal. This is the dining room. The door is there, and we have like a big tish. Yeah. Now you have to take off the table. So if you start to take off the muktzah from here, no problem, you're taking everything off. But if you're taking off the garbage from the door into the room, so you're carrying the muktzah to the wrong way. Then why are you allowed to take off the muktzah from the table? It's graf shel rei.
That's called graf shel rei.
This is called graf shel rei.
So when's that garbage in the kitchen? What's the hell?
Isn't that disgusting?
What?
Why is it garbage?
Disgusting. The table like that is disgusting. No one could stay.
So having a couple bags of garbage in the kitchen is also
If it's in that matzav, yeah. Listen, every person lefi his garbage, lefi his matzav. But I'll explain to you the difference. I have the same thing. I let my wife, after every Shabbos when we have 3 or 4 big garbage bags, yeah? So I let her to take 2 or 3 out, yeah? But emotionally, the one that is in the garbage, I don't let her to take out. She wants, you know, agav. Taking all the garbage is out already. Shumpani ba'ifin. What? Start a new one in the hole. Yeah, now you can't take out that one to start a new one. This is the Isur Gamo. This is exactly what I'm trying to say. The garbage is full. Say it. You close it. It's no problem. I'll tell you what is the proof, what is called Gav Shel Rei or not. The gather is like that. During the week, you will leave it like that or not. Emotion. When the garbage is full, you will not leave it like that because you want to be ready for later. But not because it disturbs.
What about a garbage can inside a drawer?
So you the shot if you're allowed to open the drawer. Yeah. Exactly, the same problem. You mean it's not a drawer, you mean the door of under the sink, that door. It's exactly the same thing, like opening
it. In the drawer. It's like in the drawer.
Some of them come out. They like
a drawer.
It's worse from a door. A door could be is not moving bichlal. Taking out a drawer is worse. Again, yesh makilim, but it's not supposed to do it.
The drawer becomes a
buzzer to the east. It's like opening a drawer that has, in your house you open the drawers of the mukta. The same shayla. That's what I'm saying. It's the same shayla as the drawers of the mukta.
What do you do with the garbage?
What? Silch.
During the week when you have the garbage,
you take out the old garbage because I want place for the new garbage.
So they already have new garbage. I have new garbage to put in. So I don't
You're not allowed to take out the old one.
But I would never want 2 bags of garbage.
So the second one you can take out. That one doesn't disturb.
The second one, but I need that in the...
I'm not asking. It's awesome. Emotion. But you have to know this halacha. A lot of times in the Shalom Zachos, you see the oilam are nichshel. The oilam and the mashal eat nuts. Now, the peels become muktzah. The minute you take off the peels, all the peels are muktzah. A lot of people are sitting there, you know, schmoozing, like playing. You're allowed to give him a pat. Lafush misuri, you're about to hit him. If you can't stop him, that's what I do. You know, the first thing, you grab the hands away from them.
Who's
that
with salt on it?
What?
Who's
that with
salt? You can still like lick it.
If it's aimed for sucking, yeah. But if it's not, the haim, if you want to suck it, yeah. But if not, it becomes a garbage. Lemoshal. If a person throws things into the garbage, sometimes a lot of things, you could suck the bones in the garbage also. But the aloch is in the minute that you put it, it's like, it becomes like a garbage, it becomes mos, and maybe it's mukta. Pits. The pills of an egg. Also dissolve as ach. You're allowed to peel the egg. Now, so why are you allowed to peel the egg? So you say, I'll peel it out. You're allowed to peel it because kol zman that you're peeling, it's bottled to the oichel, the mashal. A person has a fly inside the food. Without the shayla from boira, he's allowed to pull out the fly. Shayla from boira, but on boira. It's mukta. It's mos. The mashal, a person wants to clean under his nails to clean the dirt. So he takes the dirt and he throws it, yeah? He's allowed to. I said that dirt is mukta. But while when the dirt is in the body, it's bottled to the body, it's not called mukta. It's the same thing you have a dish. You want to wash the dish. You take off the dirt from the dish. You don't have to be choshesh that it's mukta. But in the minute that it's, you left it, maybe it becomes mukta. Shema Zaman was matter from the same reason. I know that some people. But Lemaisi was matir. Because Lemaisi is one of the biggest problems. As Hashem, you'll be married, you'll see. Yontef Sheni. You have Shabbos Leichters. Today, no one puts any money. No, 90% of Klal Yisrael use these things that you put inside. What are they called?
Candles.
Candles, they call them. Neriot. Now, the way it goes, in the bottom is like a little piece of metal. When it's finished, you're left with a piece of metal. When you come with a new one, if you don't take out the metal, it's crooked. And with the other cloud, the glass pops. So the eitzah is to take it out, but the ma'aseh says it's muktzeh. Shem Zalman says you're allowed to. I'm cleaning. You're allowed to, Shem Zalman says. I'm cleaning the glass that I could put in something else.
No, so that's called a clean, a little piece inside?
No, but it's muktzeh, fakel. Not it's a gufim ekoimoy. I said, this is another heter, muktzeh that is in a keli. A person has a piece of dirt here. You're allowed to do like this. Are you allowed to move muktzeh?
It's bottle,
that's one. So, same thing, it's bottle to the keli. So this piece is bottle to the keli. What? But not after that. When you hold the seeds, you're allowed to throw it. You're not allowed to stand to pick them up. Only that's graf shel rei. Now, what is Be'etzem very important, Be'etzem, after we spoke on all the halachas of muktzeh, a little bit to speak about the yesodos. The Mishneh Berurah holds you're allowed to kick muktzeh with your foot. Every muktzeh, you're allowed to kick it with your foot. Even if you want the muktzeh, the hainu. I see money, I don't want no one to steal the money. I kick it under the table. You're allowed. The Chazanish holds that it's awesome. Chazanish holds that it's awesome. Lefi the Mishneh Berurah, it's muter. Also with your elbows, kilachar yad, with your shoulder, you're allowed to push it. Lefi the Chazanish, you're not allowed to do it letzerech hamukzeh. With wind, you're allowed to even lefidah chazanish, you're allowed to blow. You have money? A bill? The kulam you're allowed to. It's not used to move muktzeh with wind. With a stick, take a broom, push it. Letzerech hamuktzeh, you're not allowed to. Letzerech dover hamuto, is a machlekes. Dehaim. I will explain. To kick with your foot, it's called kilachar yad, the Mishneh Berurah is matter even letzerech hamuktzeh. Chazanish asses. See the Mishneh Berurah, you're allowed to do with your elbow, with your shoulders. Kilachar yad, even letzerech hamuktzeh, you're allowed to. With wind, lekula almi, you're allowed to. With a stick, the shalif to look in it kilachar yad, on the ma'aseh, you're moving it. Not kilachar yad. You're moving it with a stick. So letzerech hamuktzeh, you're not allowed to. Letzerech dover hamuter, it's a machlekes. What? Now, tiltu min hatzad, letzerech dover hamuter, reshori lekule alme. Dehaydu. If lemoshel you need, if you need lemoshel to, you don't want something to be here. So you're allowed to pick up the bed, you're allowed to push it, kilachar yad. So if you're doing tiltu min hatzad letzerech dover hamuter, it's a machlekes. So the Mele Kumta is like this. And all these muktzes, if you follow the Mishneh Berurah, that is no problem. Kimat. Every time when you start, you do it kilachar yad. So lemoshel, I'll give you a chetimtze. You have a bed, you have a pen. For the Mishneh Berurah, you do it kilachar yad. So Avada, we learn that you're allowed to pick up the pen, maybe, but if you mesupik, what is the mass of the pen? You just push it kilachar yad, and you're okay. But if you're the chazanish, it will not help you to do that. So now, if you're doing it letzerech hamukze, then if you're the chazanish, for sure it's us. If you're not doing it letzerech hamukze, you want to be in the bed. So if you're pushing it with your hand, Shaila. Aber avada tiltu min hatzad is muto lekule alme. You're allowed to push the bed. It's three madregas. It's one madrega pushing with my foot. Letzerech hamukze, the Mishneh Berurah is matir, the chazanish asers. Pushing with a stick, letzerech hamukze is also lekule alme. It's not called kilach yad. Letzerech dover hamuto, as a machlekes, the nati is that it's muto letzerech dover hamuto. Tiltu min hatzad, lekule alme is muto. The hainu, pushing the bed, moving the bed, moving the table. This is the yesoidus of muktzeh. Zavada asach more, but I think a little bit we managed to touch.
If
That's called
a phone book.
Yeah,
I don't like that so much.